same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of October 2025, with a real few of 27 degrees Celsius. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Zambia and Malawi sign $77 million maize supply agreement to boost regional food security. Brian Mundurile blames UPND policies for raising poverty, and 40 migrants, including infants, die as boat sinks off Tunisia.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The government has announced the successful signing of a $77 million maize supply agreement with the government of Malawi's National Food Reserve Agency for the export of 200,000 metric tons of maize from Zambia to Malawi. The agreement was signed in Lilongwe, Malawi, following a recent telephone conversation between President Hage Ndehijlama and his Malawian counterpart, Professor Arthur Mutarika. The contract was signed by Food Reserve Agency Executive Director Justin Junka and the National Food Reserve Agency of Malawi Executive Director George Macheka. The event was officially witnessed by Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mutolo and Malawi's Minister of Agriculture, Irrigation and Water Development Rosa Mbilizi. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Mr. Mutolo has reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to supporting humanitarian and food security efforts within the region.
To put it very well, 200,000 metric tons to be collected from Chipata and a radius of 100 kilometers, that's the way it will go. Between Zambia and Malawi, a few months ago, we signed documents which stipulate and guide that when we say I'll give you grade A maize in Zambia and it is coming here, it has to be grade A. We signed those documents to the extent that sometimes you don't need superintending fence, because if the maize comes and it is not good, when you call me, I'll be put to embarrassment and you just get the paper, which I'm the one who attended the thing.
Meanwhile, Ms. Mbilizi has expressed profound appreciation to the government and the people of Zambia for their timely and favorable response to Malawi's request for a strategic maize support.
This effort was initiated by the leaders of our two countries, and we have strict instructions to expedite the procurement to make sure that the issue of food is immediately dealt with. In line with this, there have been working sessions involving the teams from the two countries led by the ministers of agriculture, culminating into today's day. I must say, I'm very happy and satisfied with the process so far. It's been done very expeditiously as directed by our heads of state.
2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundurile says the poverty levels under the UPND administration have worsened due to poor policies in the mining, agriculture and tourism sectors, with poverty reaching as high as 80%. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program on Hot FM, Mr. Mundurile said Zambians are eager to see the Patriotic Front united again, as they have decided to vote out the UPND administration in 2026 for failing to fulfill its promises. Mr. Mundurile has also expressed concern over the continued arrests of politicians holding divergent views, including numerous PF members and officials such as Raphael Nakachinda, Boman Lusambo, and Chishimba Kambwili.
My priority areas would be poverty reduction. You know today that poverty levels average around 60%. That's the national average. But when you go to the details, you'll find that in the rural parts of the country, it's as high as 80%. So this is urgent. Poverty reduction is urgent. To be able to use poverty, research has shown that we should be able to provide sustainable employment. Now, to provide sustainable employment, you need to industrialize. And to be able to industrialize, yeah, we have to invest. You have many areas, for instance, in tourism. The agriculture sector would employ up to 70% of the employable population in our country.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mundiwile has criticized the President Haga in the Hijlema for failing to appoint women, youths and people with disabilities in key government positions throughout his 4 years in office.
When you go to Article 259.2, it actually guides the question that you must ask, how many youths have been appointed as DCs? How many women have been appointed as permanent secretaries? Go right across in the foreign missions and so on. There are many other positions within government, first of all, where youths and women can participate. The law actually guides that there must be regional diversity, but there must also be due regard to gender. So firstly, this government has performed very poorly insofar as appointing women and youth is concerned, even when the law guides. There are 116 DCs across the country. How many of those are women? How many of those are youths? Go to permanent secretaries, people in foreign missions, and so on and so forth.
In other news this afternoon, Governance, Elections, Advocacy, Research Services Initiative has called on the technical committee appointed by President Haga in the Hijlema to amend the constitution not to limit itself to only receiving proposals as outlined in its terms of reference. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show this morning, Gears Initiative Chairperson Lasson Lungu said as a civil society organization, GEARS will sensitize the public not to restrict their submissions to the 13 proposals provided. Mr. Lungu has stated that the technical committee is legally constituted in accordance with Article 92 of the Constitution of Zambia, contrary to the claims from some sections of society. He has further stated that GEARS will be the first to call for an extension of the one-month submission period if members of the public are unable to complete their submissions within the allocated time.
We have an opportunity. So we are saying the terms of reference are for the committee, and this is what we should all understand. Terms of reference are for the committee and not us members of the public. You remember that when President Michael Sata appointed the technical committee in 2011, that committee, in its terms and reference, there was nothing to do with the provincial and district engagement. But what happened? That was of the public who engage with the committee and the report which they are going to produce. We are free to make contributions on the things we feel have not been included amongst the things that have been included there.
Now, Operation Save Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD leader Gaston Sichilema, has described the planned party convention by Dr. Nevis Mumba, scheduled for 5th and 6th of November 2025, as illegal and lacking proper. Speaking at a press briefing this morning, Mr. Sichilema said those organizing the convention have no legal standing within the party, stating that the event lacks the constitutional legitimacy. He has charged that since Dr. Mumba assumed office as MMD president, he has neither conducted the required membership card renewal exercise nor allowed intra-party elections at the lower levels as stipulated by the party constitution. Mr. Sichilema has also criticized what is party nomination fees introduced by Dr. Mumba's party, being 100,000 kwacha fee for position of party president, saying the move aims to exclude genuine members.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news this afternoon, the crashes in Edible Oil Refiners Association of Zambia say the refinery sector is only expected to recover within the next 2 to 3 years. Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chivumba has explained that the industry is currently in an adjustment phase as it works to recover from recent economic shocks. Dr. Chivumba has noted that high energy costs and fluctuations in the exchange rate continue to pose challenges to sustaining operations in the sector. He has added that most players in the industry are currently operating in survival mode as the cost of doing business remains high.
Well, I don't think that we're going to recover anytime soon because the policy of prioritizing Maine has also introduced its own dynamics. So people are still switching from Sawyer to Maine. Yeah. So when you say when is it going to stabilize, that you know, I think we're still in an adjustment phase. So probably maybe in the next 2-3 years, that's when it will stabilize.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To North Africa, at least a